Welcome to episode number 14 of Unapologetically Overcoming the podcast. I'm your host, Jess Marie. On today's episode, I had the pleasure of talking with one of my longtime friends. We went to elementary school together and high school. We were in the same graduating class, and we have remained friends over all of those years. I'm not going to tell you guys how long because then it will age the both of us. But she will be sharing her journey of finding herself and her experience of coming out. This interview was so much fun, and I hope that you all enjoy it. All right. My guest today is a very good friend of mine. I was going to call her an old friend, but I don't want to insinuate that either one of us are old.
So. We're definitely not.
I will just say that we have been friends for a very long time, and I'm super excited to have her here today. I will let her introduce herself and tell us a little bit about who she is and what she does.
Hello. My name is Christy. I am a mom of two girls. I work in the special education department at a middle school. And transitioning jobs into becoming a project manager. So I'm doing both now.
It's fun.
And that's me.
All right. That was a nice, easy introduction. So I am so grateful to have you on today. And if you could, can you talk to us a little bit about your journey to finding yourself?
I think I'm still on that journey. Every day I'm finding something else about myself that I either feel like I want to change or make myself better. Not changing for anybody but myself, but I feel like I have grown so much with kind of learning who I am and being okay with who I am. And then coming out as who I have always wanted or known I was. And then kind of learning what that is and who that is. And I think it's a journey that I've kind of, I'm on every day.
So I like that answer because I think that's true for everyone. We might realize and learn things about ourselves, you know, every day maybe. So I think that journey is kind of ongoing. It's not something that we stop learning about ourselves. Yeah. So that's,
yeah. I don't think you should. I think every day you should try to do something to better yourself. So it's growing some way, keep yourself going.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I agree with that. So in that little blurb about your journey, you mentioned coming out. Mm-hmm. So if you could talk to us a little bit about that part of your journey.
Yeah. So like growing up, obviously like you from a very small town, and my family has always been a big part of the church, and it was not a normal thing to be gay or to, I don't think growing up, I knew anybody like who was, or it was the thing like you don't talk about. I mean, so I think growing up, having like weird feelings or, you know, that weird attraction, you know, some people are like, oh, it's just like a phase and it's just a thing. Growing up, it was always like, huh, like, do I really feel that way? Can't, I mean, I don't know anybody who feels that way. And it wasn't something that was even in the public, really, like it wasn't something that, so to me, I was like, almost like confused. You know, being brought up, it was always like, it's just a sin, you know, it's sin, being gay is a sin. And so I got to a point where it was right after high school, maybe in high school, like senior year or so, like, I was more exposed to I was like almost like a different ray of people. And I remember being like, gosh, I really have an attraction to like women, like really. And it got to a point where like in college, I'd be like, oh, like I'd have a drink and I'd be like, oh, like you just make out and be like, ha ha ha, like blame it on the alcohol. And that literally became the only thing that was like satisfying to me. Like it was almost like, wow, like this, like that feeling, like I didn't get that feeling. And so I think it was really hard for me. And then, you know, afterwards, like, I mean, obviously, my parents were like, oh, you need to find a man who's going to take care of you and love you and blah, blah, blah. Like, I knew that. And like, it's just a different, it was a different thing. It was something more like I had to do versus like, I could never say this. Like, I want to be with a woman. And so, you know, like, I did the thing what my parents wanted me to do, and I got married. And, you know, I have two kids, and the more relationships I was in, the more it's like something's not right. Like I don't have those feelings. I don't have the passion. It wasn't, it was just so different. Finally, like, I used like the excuse, I'm going out. You know, my husband at the time would be like, okay, if you make out with anybody, if you make out with a woman, send me a picture. Like, that was his thing. Like, I was like, okay, like, whatever. But it was my way of being like, this feels right. And then one night I went out for my birthday, and I instantly like walked into a bar and I saw this woman, and I was like, holy crap. Like it was like a magnet was like drawing me to her. And then I remember like walking off, and but the whole night looked for her. And I was like, and throughout the night, like the band started, and I turned next to me, and she's standing right next to me. And I was
Oh
like,
boy.
and for the first time, I was like, I didn't care who saw me in a room full of random people. I was like, I just wanted to know her. Like I was so drawn to her, and like we were very flirty, whatnot. And at like one point, everybody's dancing, and she like put her arms around me, and I was like, all right, this, like that. It was an instant switch, like that feeling that I've never felt, like I've wanted to feel. And I like, and she kissed me goodbye or whatever, and I was like, leaping freaking lizards. Like, and it was like, I don't ever want to let that feeling go. And it was like the first time like I was like okay with being in a relationship and like getting to know like that side of me, that I was like, I have literally been hiding this like my whole life. Like that's I took that away from myself because of like because of what other people were thinking, how other people would react. And I'm like, and it just hit me, and it started that journey for me,
I
that
think
night.
that's such an important thing to kind of focus on is what you just said about you didn't say anything because of what other people were thinking and feeling about it. And I think not just in this type of conversation, but so many different types of conversations about things, that that's the reason why people don't talk about things is because of the way others perceive and think and feel and judge and all of that. And like you said, as you were talking, I was sitting here thinking too, like, I don't think I, growing up, knew anyone that we went to school with at that time that identified as they were gay. Like, I can't, I mean, now I can look back and there are people who have, you know, are, but like thinking back to that time, I can't think of
No.
one person
And I think a
that.
lot of like I think a lot of it from what I remember was like all hate. Like it was like, so many people who lost their lives by like, oh, this guy's gay and he was murdered, and like it was all so negative. And I feel like even now, the fact that it's so much more of a norm. Like I work in the middle school and I have students who are proud and full of rainbows, and like it's something that I'm glad is more accepted. But I hate that it took so much of my life away because I was so like worried, and I was so, and I'm like, and now I look back and I'm like, you can get one life. You literally get one life to be who you are, who you want to be, and I wasted so much of my time.
And that's so kind of focusing on that a little bit, it leads me into my next question, which we had kind of talked about beforehand. And I said, I don't like asking this question, but I feel like it's an important conversation to have because you don't hear people ask straight people, did you always know you were straight? So listening to you talk, it sounds like you always knew that, like you felt it in you, but you didn't feel comfortable enough to be who you really were. So, if we could talk about that just for a second, because I think that's important for people to hear, because so many times people think that like somebody just wakes up one day and decides that they're going to be gay, and that's not how it works.
No, and I think it's so funny because like every day this is something it's almost like we deal with or I deal with every day. Like you have to explain yourself and it's like geez, like if I was straight, I wouldn't be like, hey guys, like my name is Christy, I'm straight. Like, hey, like how are you? Like it's an everyday thing. And I mean, I was very much attracted. And I had like I remember being in, I mean, I think we talked about this. I remember being in, God, I don't even remember. I think it was like fourth grade because I can see the hallway like when you go down the elementary school like in like the big entryway thingy and like it was the hallway to the right and then the hallway to the like straight ahead of us was like fifth grade because there was Miss LaJolla's room and so I know like it was that hallway so I'm like I'm thinking it was like fourth grade but I remember sitting there and like trying to like hold hands with like the one girl and like I remember like we like had that and I was like then I felt it. Like I was like, oh gosh, like, or we would have like the sleepovers and we would do the whole like kissing thing. I don't know. Like it was just a thing that like I was like, like this is what feels good to me. And so like, I mean, from a young age, I knew how I felt. But it is something that every day you meet someone and they're kind of like, oh, so are you married? Like, where's your boyfriend? Do you have one? Da, da, da. Like, oh.
Like, there
Here we go.
it is
Here we
again.
go again.
Which is something that, I feel like, I mean, it's we should have stopped doing that a long time ago, but like, it's 2022, about to be 2023, and like I said in that recent podcast episode that I did, like it's really time that we start normalizing all of the different kinds of relationships that are out, because there's so many. And just because, this doesn't work for this person doesn't mean it can't work for you. Like, if you're happy and the person you're with is happy, who the hell cares?
I that's what I look at it like, why does it affect you who I'm with? Like, you're not the main character in my life. I am. So unless I'm literally like harassing you or doing something to affect your life, you shouldn't give a crap what anybody else does with their life. It's blows my mind.
Mine too. Mine too. So something that I always ask my guests relates to stigmas. So I'm sure that this list is probably long with this topic. But can you kind of throw out some stigmas that you think of that come to mind for you that are related to the LGBTQ community?
Yes, so actually the funny thing is because I supposedly came out so later in life. It's like I've dealt with this crossroad of some of the lesbian community would be like, you're not a lesbian, like you've been with guys, so technically like you're just bisexual. And then I get other people who are like, oh, but no, like this is like you couldn't be, and it was a thing, like, so no, like we accept, like even being accepted, I guess, sometimes by like that community is like it's hard because of the fact that I've had a relationship with men. So that's like something that I still will get mixed feelings about from different LGBTQ members. But otherwise, like little things with me, it's like I will get guys who are like, you're too hot to be gay, like you're not gay. And I'm like, or like people are like, oh my God, you don't look gay. Well, what does that mean?
Yeah, you gotta
Like,
love those comments.
I know, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm sorry I don't look the part that you're expecting me to play. And I think little things for me, like, I mean, I've lost friendships over people being like, oh my God, like, you're gay. So does that mean that, like, you have a crush on me? And I'm like, oh my
Oh
God.
my goodness.
Like, I'm sorry, like, I have a type and you don't fit that. And I
You're
just
not
tell them,
it.
you're not it. But, like, that's not like, I don't, it's so little things. It's still a struggle, like every day. And I'm like, oh my God, like if I go out to even like a gay bar for like the walk in, the like, oh, so like who are you here with? Like where like what are you here with your friends? Like are you an ally? Like that type of stuff. And I'm like, hi, my name's Christy. I'm a lesbian. Like, but it's so there's so many. And I don't have like rainbows all over. I mean, like besides my cool, awesome socks, I don't feel the need that I have to throw it all out there, like wear rainbows and, but it's, you know, people are like, you know, are you sure? I'm like, yes. And I waited. I was what, 30? I don't even know. I was 37 maybe when I came out. And so like, and I think it's also played a part like in my kids' life because people are like, oh, so like what do your kids think? Do they know? And I'm like, I very openly talk to my daughters. Not so much my little one because she doesn't understand it and I don't want it to be different for her. I don't want to point out that it has to be different. But because my older one was in middle school when starting middle school, she was like, oh my gosh, mom, like I have so many friends who are you know, bisexual or lesbians or whatever. Like, I don't care as long as you're happy. Like, I don't care what anybody thinks. I mean, it was
Which
different
is,
for my family.
yeah, I was just gonna say, if more people could think like middle schoolers, you know, like you're happy, that's all that matters. And ultimately, that's all that should matter, you
Yeah,
know? I mean, really, let's be
absolutely.
honest.
Yeah. And it, I mean, my family, like my siblings were really cool about it. They were like, we'll still love you. Like, not a big deal. My parents don't. Like, my dad disowned me. But like, besides that, my cousins and relatives, like, they were all like, it's you. It doesn't change who you are. And it doesn't. I think everybody should realize that. Like, just because somebody is, you know, a part of that, or, you know, the LGBTQ and gay or lesbians or whatever, it's like, doesn't change who they are. It's just like saying, hey, you're married. Like, do you look at them any differently? No, like they're still the same person. Why do we have to title people? It's like, it's so frustrating to know, like, I have to walk around like with a title. Like, I'm just Christy. Like, and I love who I love, and loving someone is not a crime. It's, I mean, we talked about that being like a thing. Like, I get it all the time. Like, oh, because I'm a Christian, like, I go to church. How are you a Christian? And how are you gay? And I'm like, how are you judging me? Because that's a
Yeah.
sin.
Yeah.
Like, so because I love someone, I'm a sinner and I'm going to hell. And I'm like, well, my God knows that I love and I love everybody and I don't judge anybody. So no sin is greater than the other one.
Absolutely.
So it's definitely it's something that every day you defend yourself and every day you have to retell a story.
I feel like you almost kind of answered my next question
Oh.
in the answer. No, it's okay, but because I was going to ask, like, if there was one thing that you would want people to know about, like, your journey through this, what would it be? But I feel like there were, I mean, you can obviously give an answer, but I feel like you said so many things in what you just said about things that people should know.
Yeah, like they like I am not a bad person for loving someone and caring for someone and like genuinely wanting to be happy with someone. Like I'm like I get it, like it's different and it's different from more of like the older generations. I get it. It's not a thing because it wasn't normalized. It wasn't a thing like they love each other. Like, gosh, like, and the way, you know, I see that, like, the genuine, like, God, you make my soul happy. You know, like, why wouldn't you want to see that? Like, more of that. Because I feel like this world is all about, like, the next big thing, the next thing that comes, you know, like, no one's happy. Social media has ruined so much of that by
Oh,
being like,
yeah.
oh, the next swipe is the best one. Like,
Yeah.
and it's like, I just feel like everybody should just learn that everybody has their own path. Everybody has their own story. And like, just because it's different from yours does not make it bad.
Absolutely.
You know,
I
and
yeah. I agree with that wholeheartedly because, you know, if everyone's journey was the same, it would be boring. Like, let's think about how boring life would be if we were all on the same journey and the same path and going the same place. Like, it would, I know that's not something I would want to
Yeah.
experience. I mean,
Yeah, and I think the only thing I would add is that like you don't know what people are facing behind closed doors. Like and every day it's like the fear. Like I'm like, oh, my friends are asking me to go out and get a drink, let's say even at a gay bar. And it's like, if I go in this bar, is someone gonna come in and shoot it up? If and I get it happens everywhere, but I think the hate behind it's like it's an everyday like this is sad that like you have to worry so much about who you are.
yeah.
And I think it's just that like negative persona that gets put on people for being different. It's like, gosh, just be kind. Like be
Yeah.
kind to everybody.
Yeah.
And
It's
I
really not
think,
hard to do. I mean,
no.
for some people, apparently it is, but it's
Yeah.
really not hard to be kind. It's really
No.
not.
No, and people really think it's like a struggle. I'm like,
Yeah.
dang, like
Yeah.
it's sad. We live in a sad world. Like we can change it. We all have the power to change this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A absolutely.
Yeah.
So before we go, do you have a favorite quote or inspirational message that you would like to share with the listeners? Something that resonates with you that you would like them to hear?
Yeah, so like I was recently on a trip and I got went to this one like store that had a bunch of little messages, little quotes, inspiration. And on my desk, like I have stuff around that kind of like one is like difficult roads often lead to beautiful destinations. And like this
Yeah.
one I have and I have it on my desk and it says, once you have started seeing the beauty of life, ugliness starts to disappear. If you start looking at life with joy, sadness starts disappearing. You cannot have heaven and hell together. You can have one or the other, and it's your choice. So every day you choose whether to have a good day or to look at only the negative. So that's the thing that keeps me going. But I just want to say that no matter what Like, just realize that everybody's fighting a battle, and we're all humans. We're all trying to make it, and adding that the negative, the hate, it's just ugly. It's ugly. And I think we all just need to work on that.
Absolutely. I really do like that quote a lot. You'll have to send that to me because
I will.
I like that one a lot. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for letting me speak.
So I enjoyed myself. And I don't know, do you want to give out your social media or do
I mean,
you?
yeah, I don't really post a lot of more like just my family stuff. I don't really post.
Yeah.
I don't even know what my thing is. Oh, it's KSTHOM on Instagram.
Perfect. And I can link that in the episode description. So if anybody
Yeah.
wants to follow this beautiful soul, they can do that.
Feel free.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for having me.
You are very welcome.
Okay.
I am so grateful for Christy, her friendship, and for the opportunity to do this interview. I am so appreciative that she shared a little bit of herself with me and with all of you. Thank you all for listening, and remember, be kind to yourself, be kind to each other, and be unapologetically you.